Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. Welcome to your friendly neighborhood beauty podcast.
How are you doing today?
Better than you.
I know. I feel like this is really me. Like I'm showing up. What's that expression?
Right.
Like life is just mostly
you're sick.
Showing
that's
up.
The expression.
Oh, yeah.
You know that spring cold, everybody, or if you're down under the fall cold, that everybody just passes back and forth, especially if you have kids, it just like circulates. Well, I had it and I passed it to Jess, clearly. But we're still here for you.
Yeah, I know. I've got it. Anyway.
I have an update for everyone, too.
All right. What's going on?
So as you know, I did some shopping, some spring shopping for fashion. Remember you saw all those clothes and you're like, yes, you're wearing colors, whatever. And we just deeply discussed sweater vests on the last week's episode. The news is I bought the sweater vest. I own a sweater vest. Not only is it a sweater vest, it has a slight padding in the shoulders and a V-neck.
Oh, I don't think I really picked up on the padding in the shoulders.
I will be posting a picture for the fam. That's right. I have a sweater
vest. Are you keeping it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I think you're going to tell me that you're returning it.
No, the news is I kept it.
Oh, okay.
I returned pretty much everything else, but yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? I was in H&M yesterday, and I was like, I was on my way back from, I love when I had just like a little tiny, like quiet moment to shop. I was on my way back from the doctor, and I was like, oh, daytime H&M moment, like a store all to myself. It was just opening time. It was like the most peaceful moment. And I saw like three sweater vests in a row.
And I was
thought
like,
of me. I was like, oh, it's happening. It is on. Like sweater vests are a thing.
I don't like to think of myself as trendy, but I guess I do follow the trends somewhat.
You're on trend. You're on trend. Well, okay. Is that so bad? Like, you're of the moment.
I'm of the moment. Yeah, I own a Sorry Vest. You know what else? Oh, I have another trend I tried this week. Want to hear about it?
Is this a segment? Trend I tried. Jen tries it.
This one's a beauty trend.
Okay.
Which, it's been, I don't know if it's a trend. It's been around for a while, excuse me. Depotting. If you don't know what depotting is, it's like, it was just for makeup artists and real people do it now too. It's basically popping out the little pans in your makeup to make your own perfect palette, right?
Yeah.
And there's all these companies that make the palettes and the tools to do it. And I got this cool Mayo palette.
Wait, tell me, like, what's the impetus? Yes. Like, why would one depot?
Let's say you have a palette and you used up 7 of the colors, so only 4 left. You have this big Norvina palette sitting here, but you can pop out the 4 that you like and put them in the magnetic case. Or maybe you want to travel. You like the blush. You like a blush. It's not even in a palette. Your regular blush, but you want it to be lighter weight and smaller. You just pop out the pan. Some of these compacts are so big and they take up a lot of room in your beauty. That was actually my impetus, was it takes up so much room for me to have all of these compacts around. So I was going to pop out the colors of blushes and shadows that I really liked, put them in one little Mayo compact, and then I don't have to go searching around because they're all in one place and lined up nice close to each other. So yeah, guys, depotting, lower a wand. It is not fun or easy to do. I have a newfound respect for makeup artists that do it, for people that do it. I followed all the rules. I heated up the back with the blow dryer so that the glue adhesive on the pans would soften and I could just, as the directions say, just pop out the pan and then put it into the magnetic case. They don't pop out. I'm over here with the little special tools they give, tweezers. Some of them pop out easily. But Charlotte, I love you. Charlotte Tilbury, I have this face palette that I really, there's an eyeshadow and color in it that I love, but I don't really use the other stuff.
Yeah.
I ruined it. I ruined it because as I was popping it out, the whole thing exploded all over me. Look at this mess.
Oh my God, this is a hot mess.
So I went on YouTube. If anybody has tricks for like once you've softened the adhesive and yes, the pan is in there loose, how to get it out without cracking it. I'm talking about powder products. Let me know. Because you can do this with creams too. I did that. I scooped out some creams, melted them in with my little... I melted them with my creme brulee burner.
This feels like such an epic waste of time.
You know, halfway through, I was like, what am I doing? You have other more important things to do. But sometimes a little craft project or a little like organizing project is like, it's needed to clear your head, you know?
Oh my God. When you said depotting the first time, I thought you were just moving all of your pots, like your plants, into like other pots, like spring, like...
Oh, I'd call that repotting.
Oh, okay.
in horticulture, repotting is that.
Okay.
In beauty, depotting is something else. But okay. Yeah, it goes along with it. It's that spring cleaning time of year, right? Actually, I'm going to be doing the plant soon too. So anyway, if you guys have depotting tips for me, I really like this palette, the MYO. They have all sorts of tools and stuff, but like the act of depotting, lower a wand. Lower that mascara wand. Anyway.
Okay, Jen. What?
You want me to tell you some news?
I'm going to start like choking. Yeah.
I've got
a clock.
I've got some interesting stuff for you. Don't worry. Okay. And then we're going to raise some wands to make up from that wand that I just lowered. You ready to do it?
I'm going to take it easy this show, guys. Hope you understand.
Okay, I have so much news for you all. First up, luxury. Let's get luxurious. Does the luxury scarcity model work for beauty? What the hell is Jen talking about? I'm talking about, you know, luxury bags and like you go to Chanel and I imagine, let's just picture I know what I'm talking about because I've ever been in a Chanel store and you want a particular bag, but they only have so many that month and you have to get to know salespeople and you have to put yourself on the list and you have to be one of their preferred customers to get these hot ticket items. It happens at like luxury fashion labels. And one of them being Hermes. Well, Hermes wants to bring that scarcity modeling to beauty. And I'm curious how this is going to work. So in late 2023, later this year, they're going to be launching a whole bunch of eye products, mascara, eyeshadow, liner. But they're really controlling where they sell them. And they're only going to be selling them like Selfridges and their boutiques. And they're going to do this kind of luxury scarcity model where you have to know a salesperson and sign up to get the products. And obviously, these are not Birkin bags, which also use this model, so they're going to be less expensive. And I was thinking about, like, are people going to go for this? And you know what it reminded me of? So I checked up on this. Pat McGrath, remember, Jess, this was 3 years ago now. In 2020, she did a lipstick with Supreme. Right now, that lipstick, the Supreme Pat McGrath, is on Stadium Goods for $130. Like, people are reselling beauty. So is this scarcity model going to work? I guess we'll see when Hermes comes out with its new eye products.
Okay.
Okay. Remember I promised everyone 2 weeks ago that, or maybe 3 weeks ago, that I was going to be tuned into the AAD and see if any news came out of the American Academy of Dermatology conference?
Are you going to keep your promise?
I'm going to keep my promise. Don't worry. I'm not going to give you like all the wound healing stuff. No one wants that. But one thing I thought was really interesting, and it's going to be interesting this summer too, no matter where you live these days, is that one person studying this found that wildfires led to an increase in the number of patients visiting dermatologists for flares and skin conditions. So Maria Wei, she's a professor of dermatology at the University of California, San Francisco, she did a study of the area's patients and found that the air pollution from California wildfires was associated with an increase in patient visits for eczema and psoriasis. And not only that, the drugs that are used to treat those both of those conditions were like increased even more. So not all of the reports were coming in that the patients were there, but even at the pharmacies, these drugs were selling much higher rates, meaning even if a person didn't realize a wildfire was giving them an eczema flare, they're using their drug more often during this time period. So she said there's not yet been studies of what the type of air pollution that comes from wildfires can do to skin. And she was suggesting we research this more because with climate change and the way that environment and weather is changing, lots of regions experience this type of weather all around the world. So that's something that she's concerned about. And she's concerned because, get this, up to 175 miles away from San Francisco. I don't know if you've ever driven 175 miles. That's like what? Like 4 hours away, right?
That's a really
far. Yeah. People were still seeing an increase in skin conditions during the wildfires. Even if you don't even see a wildfire in your neighborhood or near you, the air quality changes even if you don't notice that. And when you do notice the air quality changing this summer, obviously your skin is going to be worse for the wear. Kind of scary.
That's very interesting. Yeah, frightening.
I'm hoping that the wildfire season, at least here in the United States, will be a little bit not as bad because it's been such a wet spring and wet year for a lot of places, including California, but we'll see how that goes. Okay, speaking of conferences, expos, I don't know. Way to segue, Jen. Beauty innovations from Cosmoprof and Cosmopack, the big Cosmoprof, the one in Italy just wrapped.
What happened? What'd you see?
So much.
Virtually anyway.
What if I had actually just gone to Italy? Someday, Jess and I doing the aisles of Cosmoprof together. Somebody sponsor us.
Terrible
that video. Yeah. There was so much stuff. I have a high and a low for you. My high. Are you ready for solid nail polish?
Oh my God. Why you cannot get off this solid stuff?
What do you mean? Oh, like solid body stone. I didn't even think of that. Oh, I'm sorry to be repetitive, but I like it because, you know, I always less packaging. But anyway.
No, I like it in theory.
I want to workshop the name. Okay, the reason for this one actually isn't sustainability, according to the company. It's called Inocaz. I believe it is Portuguese. They make something called Solid Tricolor Gel. I really want them to like workshop this name. Is it nail balm? Is it nail clay? It looks like a little pot with three, like a cream blush texture, but they're nail polish and you paint them on. They're not as drippy and runny. So for people that aren't as dexterous, that might be a good thing. They dry quickly. They coat the nail evenly, ultra pigmented, I don't know, faster to apply too because it's not a liquid. So they have 10 different color palettes with a couple hues in each, and they retail for €950, so about the same here in the U.S. right now. So solid nail polish.
I see applications for kids too.
Yes, they should do it for
kids. Like
kiddos.
Always wants to put on polish, but it's like I'm not in the mood to like have the river of polish run through my apartment.
I'm going to get you some solid tricolor gel. You see what I mean with the name?
Yeah.
I'm work on that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then one I wasn't as sure about, also on the sustainability beat, is something called Beauty Snacks. So this packaging
Beauty
company.
Beauty Snacks?
Beauty Snacks.
That's cute. It's a great name.
Until you hear what it is, and then you'll be like, Cosmetics, ITIT, it's from Italy. Cosmo Pack happens the same time as Cosmoprof. That's when the beauty brands go there to say like, oh, I want this new type of tube for my lipstick, or maybe I'll use this palette for my next palette. They made these things, Jess, they look like vitamin capsules, you know, like the gelatinous empty vitamin caps.
Yeah,
the two halves that you would put together. They're biodegradable, biocompostable, and edible, right? Okay, cool. They're suggesting companies use them to fill with makeup such as lip balms, concealers, blushes, highlighters for sampling. Do you see any issues with this?
I'm confused because a pill isn't a snack.
Okay, I'm also confused because you're not supposed to eat it. You then pop open the pill and the product's inside. So instead of like a seal pack with a little tester of a lipstick color, you know, you go to Sephora and they'll give you a little vial. You put it in these little pills. I just see people like eating them.
Eating
like,
the whole pill?
Well, not knowing what it is and taking it like a vitamin, and or if somebody were to find that and there's no labeling on it because they're in like a larger jar, like you wouldn't know that was beauty sample. So you got a pill bottle full of little colorful pills. How are you to know you crack them open and there's different lipsticks inside? I just was like, my head went to like, and they also called them beauty snacks.
I just think it's a great name. I feel like the name is so good.
I always think of the Elizabeth Arden executive who told me that there's...
I know exactly what you're going to say.
We've talked about this on the podcast. Their famous ceramide capsules, which are a lovely product.
The retinoid ones?
There's a different
variety. Oh, they had the ones with retinoid and then the ones with the retinol and then the ones with, the little guys. They're like little pop-ums.
Yeah, they were like little plastic bath bead looking things and you'd pinch off the top and there'd be the serum inside one application. Well, the executive told us that they would get all these calls to the customer service that people are like, I've been using this and my skin doesn't look any different. And they're like, oh, how are you applying it? And they're like, I take one a day. Take one a day. They thought that they swallowed the damn thing to get the skin benefits instead of popping it open and rubbing it on their face.
You have to assume.
I mean,
kind of the worst.
I don't think these are dumb people either, you know, especially with the beauty and wellness and how combined those two things have become. Like, we do have hair gummies. We do have beauty snacks. Like, really? So
yeah.
I thought it was a cool packaging. I liked that it was compostable, but I'm worried that people are going to, like,
just actually ingest them.
Yeah.
You're going to have to put a big sticker that's just like open first. Do not, these are not real food.
Ugh. These are not food at all. Not just not real food. These are makeup samples. Anyway, I thought that was cool. All right, moving on. I do not have a science corner because.
Is that because you know I'm sick and you know that like that will just send me over the edge?
No. It might be even worse. Welcome to Tech Corner. I continue to be fascinated with the ways that AI are influencing beauty culture. And I found a study.
I'm like done with AI.
So I'm not allowed to share my news?
No, I'm just like, everything I hear lately is like very bad.
I'm out. She's pulling a Larry David. Not for me.
I don't know. I'm just like skeptical.
I'm very skeptical. And this particular paper.
Jen, am I a hater?
No, absolutely not. I think.
It's just my spidey sense. I have zero information.
Our legislators need to get on this immediately. They've even been talking about doing a whole governmental agency, like Homeland Security style, devoted to AI and repercussions and how we can make laws that make it not as scary as it is. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. I will leave that to Kara Swisher. Instead,
why am I saying that I'm basing this on zero information? I listened to like 40 New York Times WSJ podcasts. I'm making it sound like, I don't know what's going on. I just don't feel right. That's totally not. I'm like totally dumbing myself down. Why do I do this? I absolutely have read like lots of information on this and everything points to too fast, too growth oriented. This is a beauty podcast. Now I'm becoming like
I will tie it into beauty because I think this is one of those particular advancements that touches on all parts of our culture. Beauty being one of them. Medical ethics, fine. We had to start testing this once we could figure out how to do IVF, and we had to put laws into place and all of this. But that moved slowly because we were dealing with medical stuff. This is tech. It moves faster and faster. The more advanced it gets. So we need to get on this now. But here's why. Here's an example of something that really freaked me out. Anyway, in the a paper in the journal Entropy, computer science
now
journal.
Now I'm awake.
Now you're awake.
Suddenly I feel great.
Well, researchers in Nanjing University were looking at ways to hide people's faces. So whenever you put your photos online, of course, your identity is not protected and you can end up in face recognition databases.
Correct.
All right. We've all seen the movies. We know how it works. That actually happens in real life. Well, yeah. Lots of people want ways to share photos of themselves with their friends without then becoming part of this database and without the privacy concerns that come from sharing your photos online. So there are programs right now where you can sort of like filter people's images to look slightly different to full face recognition systems. But they make you look different. For example, there's one that puts makeup on you, but it like gives you a black eye with the makeup so that like the computers can't recognize you. Or there's one that puts a moiré pattern like over your face. So if you were to post that photo, sure, your friends would know it was you, but the computers that look for facial recognition wouldn't know it's you. But also the picture looks really different. So yeah. They developed what they're calling a beautification privacy filter. I'm so scared by this because what happens is you can use this filter, and let me tell you, it reminds me just of Bold Glamour. It looks like a beauty filter, but the way they've developed it, it changes your face enough that you look like you, but databases and recognition software won't be able to identify you. So it got me like, Tin Hat went back on, and I was like, is this why they developed Bold Glamour? Because it's like hiding everybody's identity. But the thing that really scared me the most was that the notes in the paper, these experts, now these are three computer scientists who have nothing to do with beauty ethics, makeup artistry, I don't know, Dove Self-Esteem Project, basically said, our filter will work and will be popularly used by people because it makes them look more beautiful and smooths their skin and thins their face. They just assume flat off the board that people want to look this way. They're like, we're going to build our privacy filter so that it'll skinny down people's faces and change the way they look and smooth over their skin texture, just assuming that's what people want. And it like pissed me off. Who are they to decide what a beauty filter looks like?
Well, they probably did that just thinking like historically that's what all the other filters look like.
Of course. And they did it based on the beauty standards of their particular culture. The skin tone changes a little bit. But look what happens when these beauty standards go worldwide.
Right. You're saying that they have a lot of power.
Yeah. Like if people start using this, even the person who made Bold Glamour, who are they to decide that I wanted a slimmer chin and that's what's beautiful? I get really nervous.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying that's cool. I'm just saying like I don't think they were doing it like to be devious. I think it's just
of course
like,
not. They actually thought like, oh, we'll find a way to help people by keeping their images private but still allowing them to share them online with their friends. But like, think about it. They're also setting a beauty standard that is unachievable and they didn't think about it. Now, I know this isn't the law kind of stuff we were talking about before and all the problems that can occur with AI, but it's along the same lines of how quickly this technology is advancing, because the way they made this filter is insane. Like, it looks like you, but somehow facial recognition software can't.
So where did you see this filter?
They have pictures of it in the journal, so I'll share it with you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was just like, I wonder if that's, because like, who would spend all this time to make these fabulous filters, but part of it might be because we're trying to keep our identities off of the dark web. I don't even know what the dark web is.
It's scary.
I don't know what the dark web is. Anyway, I'm going to continue to look into this. I'm sorry, Tech Corner is here. It's going to get a name. It's going to be a thing because the more this advances, the more it's going to cross over with beauty culture. And that's something that we talked about on the podcast. I hope you're okay with that, everyone and Jess. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along.
Honey Love's Superpower Shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Hey everyone, it's time to raise a wand. Let's do it. Rebecca from New York.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Rebecca calling in from New York. I was calling in with my mascara raise a wand, and my favorite mascara is the Better Than Sex mascara. I've been using it for years. It is perfectly thick, but also separates my lashes and just makes them very lush, and I love it so much. It's also super easy to get off with a Glossier makeup remover, which no one really talks about, but it is incredible. So that's my favorite mascara. I also wanted to raise a wand to the Sangre de Fruta hand wash that Jess mentioned a few episodes ago. I got it, and it is so luxurious and so amazing. So there are my three raise a wands, and I hope that everyone enjoys them as much as I do. Thanks.
Rebecca, we love you. Three products and one raise a wand. Succinct.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, Rebecca, thank you. Thank you. Oh my God, how much you love Sangre de Fruta? Oh,
she so clearly gorgeous. Does. Also, I have to say, better than sex. So I've been listening through all the voicemails that people have been giving about their favorite mascaras. It comes up a lot. Too Faced, better than sex. If we had like listener beauty awards, don't even. I just can't with the beauty awards. So instead, you just send us your little voice memos. But Too Faced, better than sex. Really popular mascara. If you want to share your Razor wand with us, I'm doing one more week, guys. I'm doing one more week. I'm loving the mascara ones because like almost all of our listeners have one. So all of you have been waiting, like, do I have a Razor wand? Don't I? You now have one. You need to share it with us. Send me a voice memo, info@fatmascara.com. Give me a little call, 646-481-8182. Share your Razor wand. We'll put your voice on the show, which is super fun. And now, Jessica, what's your Razor wand?
Okay, ready? This is Jessica's Razor wand. It's not a product. It's a movement. No, it's actually one of our sponsors. I'm not getting any like kickbacks for mentioning them again. We already did our ad, but the Aloe Moves subscription.
Right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good, guys. So it's going to be a real slow rollout, the fitness 2023 routine.
You did promise us last week that you were getting we're aiming exercise
for,
going.
We're aiming for Q2. We're aiming for Q2, but
I think it is Q2.
No,
March 15th.
No.
Oh, no, we still have time.
Okay, we've got some time. April is really where things are going to like heat up, okay? But I'm warming up those hammies. I'm doing some deep breathing.
She's warming up for a couple weeks.
Okay. The yoga mat has been rolled out.
She undusted it.
I did. I gave it a wipe down. And I fired up Aloe Moves. And Aloe Moves has these amazing programs. They're not like annoying people yelling at you. They have everything from lunchtime, like desk yoga, side stretch, like very highly specific programs that are anywhere from like 8 minutes to like long ones I didn't even look at. But they also have like meditation.
They have great filters. You probably put the filter on under 15 minutes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
We're still warming up.
They had something on crystals, like introduction to crystals, which I was like, I have found my platform.
It's great,
right?
It was
awesome. I was like, yeah, this is my platform. My husband's very into like virtual exercise. He is with another platform that's very intense. Let him have that. This is my platform. This is my space. Aloe Yoga. Yeah. If you guys are interested, and again, this is like, I'm not pushing.
Oh,
I'm
our code still works, even though you could use our code.
AloeMoves.com, code mascara, all caps. There you go. You get a 30-day trial plus 50% off an annual membership.
I was like, you're burying the lead. I mean, I know this is an ad, but it's a really good code. She just noticed.
You guys have to do this. Wait a second. We've got an amazing deal for y'all.
Should I re-record the ad now that you understand how great
it
is?
Wait a second. No, this is great. You guys have to do this. Let's do it together.
It's yeah, I know. I really like it. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Thanks for raising your wand. Now I'm just thinking about like when I gave you the script for the ad, were you literally just like reading it and not reading comprehensioning it?
No, because I had poked around and I was like, oh no, this is so good. But then I started getting into it. Okay?
Okay. Oh yeah.
Okay, I was being authentic, but now I'm living authentically with Aloe Moves.
Oh, look, damn, that's
I'm available
good.
For hire, Aloe.
Somebody hire her as a copywriter. I was being authentic, but now I'm living authentically. Just get your bumper stickers out. Just make your bumper sticker. Okay. I'm raising a wand. You're going to think I'm Jessica Matlin over here. I'm raising a wand to Hourglass Unlocked lipstick.
Ooh,
this is a satin cream lipstick.
Whoa.
Hello. Who is she? It's a rosy pink satin cream lipstick. What?
Get out of my handbag.
Am I Jessica Matlin?
Get out of
no.
my purse.
Here's the thing, guys. I saw this and I was like, sure, I'll put this on. It'll be halfway across my face, on a mask, on a coffee cup by noon. Damn if this stuff doesn't have staying power like you would not believe. To the point that I looked in a mirror. I put this on one morning. I looked in the mirror later that afternoon and I was like, did I get like permanent makeup or lip blushing? I had forgotten I put it on and hadn't thought of it as a longwear lipstick because it was a satin cream finish. So I was like, all right, I won't see it when I look in the mirror. I'm so used to looking at myself in the mirror in the afternoon and not having makeup on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
It's just like, you know, it's going to disappear. This stuff stays 8 hours. I don't even know if they have a claim on that. They don't even make it to be a longwear claim, but it has a satin finish and it's a very like a lady lipstick. It's in a gold tube. It has all those luxury codes that you like. And this color, my color guru inspired me to do a cool pink, which I never would have done because I'm always like a red girl, but apparently I can wear cool pink. So I'm wearing, it's called Tropic. The name is not even me. I don't go to the tropics. I go to the mountains and like—
I love that.
Yeah. Look, this is about Q2. I don't know why we keep saying the business course. Q2 is when we live authentically. We start working out. I wear pink lipstick and sweater vests.
I cannot wait for your looks. I can't.
Who is she?
I can't.
Oh, gosh. All right. So you know what else you should do in Q2? Get your beauty sleep.
Yes.
So that, like, you can feel better. If any of you have a cold out there this time of year,
take care of yourselves.
COVID, whatever's going on, I hope you feel better soon. We love you. We love the fam. Get your beauty sleep.
I'm going to take a nap now. Okay. Night, night.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.